讲课超有趣，声音超好听，发音超地道，熊叔带你轻松搞定口语。微信搜索公众号熊叔英语，关注后回复老友记下载五个字，在电脑端打开并用迅雷下载，获取老友记全部资源。Hello everyone and welcome to 熊叔聊口语。今天我们继续来聊老友记中的第一季第八集。我们在今天的对话当中呢， Chandler 遇到了一个非常囧的事情，就是他被人们认为是个 gay。 然后呢， Chandler 对这件事十分的不解，我这么阳刚之气，为什么会有人认为我是 gay 呢？于是就在晚饭的时候跟大家讨论了一下这件事，结果发现啊，我们还是一起来听一遍原声吧。
Is that ridiculous? Can you believe she actually thought that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I first met you, you know, I thought maybe, possibly, you might be.
You did?
Yeah, but then you spent Phoebe's entire birthday party talking to my breasts, so then I figured maybe not.
Huh, did any of the rest of you guys think that when you first met me?
I did.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Not me.
No, me neither. Although, you know, back in college, Susan Salador did.
You're kidding. Did you tell her I wasn't?
No. No, it's just because I kind of wanted to go out with her, too. So, I told her, actually, you were seeing Bernie Spellman. who also liked her, so...
Wow, this is fascinating. So, what is it about
me? I don't know. Because you're smart, you're funny.
Ross is smart and funny. Do you ever think that about him?
Yeah, right.
What is it?
Okay, I don't know. You have a quality.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
oh, a quality. Good, because I was worried you guys were going to be vague about this.
Chandler 发现本来是想寻找一下安慰，结果自己身边的人都觉得自己是个 gay。 这段场景呢其实非常有意思啊，如果大家能看视频的话，这一帮子人正在吃中国菜，有的人呢正在用筷子，但是在镜头里呢他们并没有真的用筷子夹起什么东西来，熊叔觉得他们这些演员并不会用筷子。所以呢 Chandler 第一句话说的是 Hard to enjoy a cup of noodles after that。 在吃面条，拿筷子吃面条对老外来说是个技术活啊。I mean, is that ridiculous? 说的是被人误认为是 gay 的事儿。Ridiculous, 太荒唐了吧。Can you believe she actually thought that? 你们能相信她竟然会这样想吗？然后 Rachel 想了半天。Yeah, 其实我们也一样了。Well, I mean, when I first met you, you know, I thought maybe, possibly, you might be. 好，我们看这里啊， Rachel 语气非常的委婉啊，因为她用了很多这个八成、也许、大概、或许。Maybe, possibly, you might be, 连着三个可能啊。然后 Chandler 说 You did, 你真这么想？ Rachel 说 Yeah, but then you spent Phoebe's entire birthday party talking to my breasts. 啊，这件事呢说是 Phoebe 她有一个 birthday party, 然后在整个这 birthday party 呢 Rachel 都是 talking to Rachel's breasts, 跟着 Rachel 的啊胸部说话。想必也能说明了，如果他是一个 gay 的话，不会是这样。所以 ，so then I figured maybe not. Figured, 我想也许不是吧，又来个 maybe。然后 Chandler 说 ，Huh? Did any of the rest of you guys think that when you first met me? 你们其他人第一次见我时候也这样吗 ？Monica 说 ，I did. Phoebe 说 ，Yeah, I think so. Yeah. 两位女士都觉得他是个 gay 啊。Joey 说 ，Not me. 然后 Ross 说 ，No, me neither.两位男士觉得不是这样，那注意呢，我们说我不是，我也不是，我也不是的时候要用 me neither, me neither, 一定要注意啊，很多人容易搞错。那如果是肯定的呢，就是 me too, 否定的 me neither. Although, you know, back in college, Susan Salader did. 那说在大学的时候这个人是这样想的。然后 Chandler 说 You're kidding, did you tell her I wasn't?然后 Ross 在这里搞笑了，他说 No, it's just cause I kinda wanted to go out with her too. 他想约她，想跟这个 Susan 出去约，所以呢 So I told her actually you were seeing Bernie Spellman. Ross 当时对这个女孩说 Actually you were seeing Bernie Spellman 当时你正在跟 Bernie Spellman 约在一起啊。那这里的 see 呢不是看见而是哎，跟某人约会啊。Bernie Spellman 明显是个男人的名字然后看后面有一个定语从句 Who also liked her 这个 Bernie Spellman 也喜欢 Susan 所以呢 Ross 这一下子哈把 Chandler 和自己的情敌变成了一对儿然后 Chandler 受不了了他说 Well, this is fascinating, fascinating, 令人着迷的这太神了吧 So, what is it about me?、到底怎么回事呢我身上有什么让你们觉得我是个 gay 呢刚才熊叔的那句话呢意思是 Chandler 身上有什么然后 Phoebe 说 I don't know, cause you're smart, you're funny Hey Phoebe, not all smart funny guys are gays Like Uncle Bear, I'm not a gay 所以 Chandler 也说 Ross is smart and funny Do you ever think that about him?、你们也这样想吗然后大家都是笑话啊 Yeah right 那种感觉 Chandler 很想知道怎么回事 What is it? 到底为什么 Monica 说 Okay, I don't know You have a quality 这你身上有一种气质啊前几年流行了、主要看气质这个气质看着就像个 gay 然后大家都说 Yes, absolutely a quality但是说你身上有一种像 gay 一样的气质那这种气质你怎么去描述呢没有办法去量化没有什么标准对吧纯粹的主观感受非常的模糊然后 Chandler 下一句说 a quality, good, because I was worried you guys were going to be vague about this. Vague 就是对什么什么含糊其辞啊表达得很模糊。所以呢 Chandler 这句话也是在讽刺啊。那不知道作为熊叔英语听众的你在第一次见到 Chandler 这个角色的时候有过这样的想法吗好了我们来回顾一下今天的重点表达 Number one, go out with 今天的表达呢多数都跟约会有关那 go out with 就是跟某人约会很形象啊跟某人出去那就是约会了呗比如说 Would you like to go out with me tonight? Hey, would you like to go out with me tonight? 今天晚上愿意跟我出去约一约吗 Well, I guess not Number two, see someone 这里 see someone 也是与某人交往的意思比如说呢这个夫妻俩吵架了要离婚了然后呢隔一段时间重新见面了问对方 Are you seeing anyone now? 你现在有没有跟谁交往啊然后对方回答 That's none of your business, 跟你没关系。然后呢可能两者之中的一方觉得哎呀想了想还是你好啊所以呢 I was wondering if you're seeing anyone, I just thought maybe you and I could go out sometime. 也许啊还有机会对吧我们再看 number three, absolutely, 确实如此用来表达强烈的肯定语气啊。比如说有学生问哎呀 ,do you think Uncle Bear is cool? 那你一定要回答 absolutely, 那肯定啊那必须的呀。当然如果你不这样想的话你也可以说 absolutely not. So, do you think Uncle Bear is cool? Number four, be vague about. 注意这个单词的发音。熊叔在小时候学英语的时候第一次遇到这个词儿呢、把它读成了 vague 实际上它读 vague 千万不要读错啊 A 的音 Be vague about 对什么什么含糊其词比如说 He's always vague about his past 他总是对他的过去含糊其词哎呀是不是有什么难言之隐呢好我们来学习一下今天的重点发音解析我们来强调一下 do 这个词那么在口语当中呢 do 往往会缩读成的剩一个音了比如说 do you 会缩读成 do you think 非常快啊 do you know 也没有人会读成 do you know 都会读成 do you know、do you 其实都弱读了 do 弱的更明显剩一个的在 do you know Uncle Bear is so cool 好了朋友眼中的 Chandler 竟然是这个样子的让你感到意外吗今天的对话下面跟着熊叔我们一起慢速大声朗读吧Hard to enjoy a cup of noodles after that. I mean, is that ridiculous? Can you believe she actually thought that? When I first met you, you know, I thought maybe, possibly, you might be...You did? Yeah, but then you spent Phoebe's entire birthday party talking to my breasts, so then I figured maybe not. Huh. Did any of the rest of you guys think that when you first met me? I did. Yeah, I think so, yeah. Not me. No, me neither. Although, back in college, Susan Satterter did. You're kidding. Did you tell her I wasn't? No. It's just because I kind of wanted to go out with her, too. So I told her, actually, you were seeing Bernie Spellman, who also liked her, so. Well, this is fascinating. So, what is it about me? I don't know, 'cause you're smart, you're funny. Ross is smart and funny. Do you ever think that about him? Yeah, right. What is it? Okay, I don't know. You have a quality. Yes, absolutely. A quality. Oh, a quality. Good, because I was worried you guys were going to be vague about this.感谢收听熊叔聊口语之老友记，我是熊叔。微信搜索公众号熊叔英语，并且回复老友记下载，即可获取全部老友记实际资源。That's all for today. Thank you and see you tomorrow.